immunity can wane over time. CareArc reminds you that it's important to stay up to date on your yearly flu vaccine and make sure you've gotten your COVID-19 booster, especially if you're in an at-risk group. These illnesses can spread quickly in winter, so now is the time to protect yourself. Vaccines boost our immunity and protect us from dangerous viruses. Get boosted. Stay protected. Find out more at carearc.org/COVID-19.
KVOA News Time, 8:37. It is Newsmaker 2 time. Lyon County Area Transportation Director Shane Bruner is our Newsmaker 2 guest here today.
Shane, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Good morning, listening area. How are we doing today?
Doing all right. How about yourself today?
I'm doing all right.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for joining us today, talking a little bit about not only demand transfer trends, but specifically and more short term, got some new signage going up here this week.
Yeah, and the new look continues. We started with the wraps once upon a time, and continued into the signage. So playing into that arrow theme that the previous director kind of implemented.
So,
I think they look pretty good, kind of new and shiny.
Well, what's the difference? What do they look like? I've not seen one yet. So,
well, all the other ones were that lime green with the cat on. I'm not even quite sure what type of cat that was, but now they have. On this arrow theme, they kind of look like a reverse Uno card.
Okay.
That's what I call them. Well, they kind of just point right there where you need to stand to get picked up from the stop, and they're just a little more reflective, new and flashier.
And this also, if memory serves me correctly, the color scheme also indicates the type of pickup that can be had.
Correct. So when we went from the two route system, the east and west system, down to this one route system. We looked at, well, it's going to obviously add a lot more time into it. Well, we can remove some of the stops that aren't yielding very many people or anyone at all. Maybe they did it one time, but not quite as much as we'd hope. So when we started removing stops, we're like, well, there are some big gaps in there that we would like to serve, but we, are mandated to stop at a stop for 3 to 5 minutes. To pick up a person, so it just adds a lot of time. If we know no one's going to be there, and I said, well, we can. The ones we know we get a lot of traffic are going to be green signs. So you'll see the green ones there, and they say scheduled stop on the sign on the arrow. Then there's blue ones that say pickup points, and those are kind of points along the route that people can stand at, and they do have a number to call in there. It says call for pickup, so give us a call, and let us know that you're at them, so the bus kind of knows to stop there. So we're still servicing those areas along the route that maybe we didn't pick up very many people, but we don't have to stop there adding time to the route service if we already know that 99% probability that there's not going to be anybody there.
Okay. Makes sense. So how many green signs are there out there in the city then?
Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Probably around 20.
Okay. So are these signs replacing basically the old signs? There's no new stops. Basically, you've been removing stops, but no new stops?
There's some new ones we put in. There'll be a sign over on the medical pavilions, what we call it, up there on West 15th, kind of where it meets Garfield. There's a blue one over on the Dollar General on 12th Avenue. And we just kind of move some from one side of the street to the other, so it's more reflective of where the bus doors open, so give people a little more better idea of where the bus actually stops.
Understood.
Makes a lot of sense. I got a boss around Road and Bridge, so shout out to them for having to put up with me for several days while I decided where I wanted things.
Gotcha. So are the signs all out now, or do you have a few more yet to put out?
I think we have a few more. We ran out of some bracket arms, and... of course, I got to get with the city when we want to move things, and they got to do their safety inspection to make sure I don't dig straight down into a natural gas line or something. Which is that's good knowledge to have. So I think there's one at the medical pavilions on West 15th needs to be installed, and actually that's about it.
Good enough.
The one that will go in hopefully as I'm working with the other pavilions out there at the Hobby Lobby area. We need to finalize the final location for that one.
Understood. Shane Bruner, LCAT director, joining us here on the Newsmaker 2 segment today, talking right now about the new signage which is going out, making things a little easier for not only LCAT riders but also drivers to see the traffic. And then let's talk about demand. This was an effort that you'd been looking at for a while. Started making the switch over in the fall, specifically on the Saturday routes, and then here at the start of the year with the weekday routes as well. Has that work really, from your perspective, met the need that has unfolded here the last several years?
I think so. I think people are enjoying the more accessibility to the demand services while still having the route to fall back on if they need to. Fortunately, ridership hasn't been as high at the start of the year as I would have liked it to have been, but we had to combat a lot of cold days and a lot of inclement weather, so that's not too surprising because we weren't open as much as we were in the previous year. It's hard to get people to want to go anywhere when it's negative 4 degrees. I know I didn't go anywhere.
Right.
I wouldn't make anyone do anything I didn't have to do.
Understood. What are you seeing as far as the numbers, the raw numbers are concerned here as far as traffic?
Overall, I mean, we're still in, 2,500 rides a month, which is it keeps us quite busy. You're talking about 120 plus rides a day, getting people where they need to go. It's a lot of moving parts.
Well, yeah, so
on... Someone had told me that before I took over.
So I know that on demand, have you liked the direction that's headed?
Yes.
What is it about that on-demand side of things that you like? In addition to what your writers are telling you, what is it about the demand side of things that you like as the director?
From a selfish point of view?
Yes.
Reporting to the state is completely easier when it comes to demand. We have to break every expense and every dollar that we generate into either if it's an on-demand service or a route bus. So the less of one thing I have, the less I have to divide costs.
That Understood.
That makes a lot of sense.
Understood. So
I can make my life easier and the lives of our riders easier. That's what they call a win-win. And
well, yeah, I was going to ask.
Get too many of those in life, so take them when you can.
So right. I was going to, have you heard any feedback from the riders? This is something that they like.
No negative feedback, and usually that's the feedback that comes first. Sure. People don't complain. I think it's running smooth, but the ones that don't like it, they'll be very vocal about it. So I'll take that as another win.
Good deal.
I would.
Well, Shane, what else is coming down the pike now? I mean, you've got the new wraps, the signage is in place, demand services is, off to what sounds like a really good start all the way across the board. What else is coming as far as the grand picture here for LCAP?
Yeah, like I said, so we got the cameras installed in all the buses. They got vehicles are now coming in regularly. We're up to staff. Got the wraps. We got the signs. It's about time to retire.
You're in good shape.
I've done all I can do. So I really don't know what's coming next. I know talking with the city about putting in a bench over on the new Dollar General on 12th, and hopefully that can be more like a pilot program. We'll test out and see how that goes, and maybe expand from that idea outwards on what it'd be like to put benches and shelters in at other places.
Yeah.
If the funding all lines up, I think that would be something very interesting.
I think that would be a positive, indeed. So you're in good shape staff-wise, drivers, all that?
Yeah, I can't complain too much.
Yeah.
Liking that?
I mean, I could. Things are going well. Things are going well.
So the fleet of buses, all in good shape. You mentioned they're all wrapped. So how many buses do we have right now?
I think there are two that are unwrapped, and those are just, I guess, called COVID leftovers. We had everything lined up, but we get a whole new fleet in, and then COVID happened, and then they stopped manufacturing chassis and microchips and everything for a long time. So what was coming pretty regularly, you used to order a vehicle and you get it in the following year, it really extended that wait time. So those are kind of just leftovers from from COVID, and we continue to wait on one more this year. So
Understood.
We pushed them farther than we normally do, but they're workhorses.
Okay. Well, if folks want more information about, rides, the signs, the demand side of things here, Shane, how do they get that information from you?
You can call us at 620-343-4207. You get on our social media. We got a nice dispatcher. She's younger, so she's tuned into all that stuff. I don't know. I thought it was a pound sign, but apparently it's called a hashtag now. She knows more about all that stuff, and she's really creative with all of that graphic design. So you get on her social media. She's doing a lot of fun stuff on there. You just look for Lyon County Area Transportation. And you give us a call. There's our website. There's all. You just Google us and find us in all kinds of mediums, and we'll give you any information you want.
Sounds good. Shane, thanks much, man. Best of luck. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Shane.
Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Good to talk to you. Shane Bruner, who's the director of Lyon County Area Transportation. New signage, just about complete.
Just about complete. Want to let you know, too, that our Newsmaker 2 and 3 will be coming your way tomorrow. We'll have Newman Regional Health Administrators discussing the upcoming Lyon County